Ready to go. Then there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this. The closest thing is in 1917, they say, right? The great pandemic certainly was a terrible thing where they lost anywhere from 50 to 100 million people. Probably ended the Second World War. All the soldiers were sick.
Our religion is, yes, it's under attack by Sleepy Joe Biden. He's attacking God. He's hurting God. Okay? And we've got to stop it as great Christians. Sleepy Joe, you know, he may look like a nice Christian, but he's not. I mean, he goes to church. And he was raised in the church, as they say, and he lives a good life, and he's sort of, you know, when people are sad, he's there to comfort them, and he wants to, you know, do nice things, but come on, that's not real Christianity, as I know it, and I think as you know it. It's about yelling at people who want to get abortions. That's, you know, first commandment. It's about only abortions for your mistresses. If you're you got to be a Republican, though. I don't make the rules. I just follow them because I'm a great Christian. You don't feed the poor. Why would you feed the poor? The poor want to work, okay? You know, God said in the book of Job, remember there was a book, Job. It's called Job, all about employment. And the guy had the worst luck because he had no job. So Job had to get a job. So God, he loves strong economies like I did, okay? But God's branding is very weak right now, so weak. You know, some people don't like him. Some people don't even believe in him. And he needs stronger branding, okay? And that's why we're helping. We're protecting him from Sleepy Joe. So I think we've got to do something strong. And I'm here to announce this week on youtube.com/TrumpTheInternet, I will be reading strong passages from this book. They call it the Bible. Great book. I will be reading strong passages and posting the videos at exactly 3:16 Eastern time, because who cares about California? 3:16. You should know what that means. It's a very strong number. It's the Tim Tebow Bible thing, we call it. Tim Tebow, remember him? You know, it's named after 16 is because his favorite quarterback was Joe Montana. And 3 is for the number of people his teammates murdered. So it's a strong verse that means a lot to good Christians like me. So Trump the Internet, youtube.com/TrumpTheInternet, all next week. Subscribe now. For Trump Bible School, I'm going to read these verses. You'll learn what real Christianity is. Believe me.
Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. Bible School, all brand new. So everybody gets the boogaloo. I'll eat.
presidential election right around the corner. The big question is no longer, will Donald Trump try to cheat? It's now become, how will Donald Trump try to cheat? And with more Americans than ever expected to vote by mail due to coronavirus, it looks like he's zeroing in on his plan.
Trump and the Republican Party have largely given up on the idea of persuading a majority of voters to side with them the way you normally would in a healthy democracy. The modern conservative movement is a fundamentally anti-majoritarian movement based on excluding people, not including them. It's not a coincidence that their paragon owns private golf clubs. The Republican Party motto should be, sorry, you're not on the list. Their only hope of gaining and holding on to power is through tactics like gerrymandering, voter suppression, the Electoral College, stacking the courts, or colluding with foreign governments, which is why Trump has spent the last 4 years cold-calling random countries asking them to help him cheat.
Hello, Peru. Do you have any dirt on Joe Biden? Joe Biden loves trains, looks super cool on a bicycle.
Now, Trump got impeached for that, of course, so he's moved on to his next scheme, sabotaging the post office.
President Trump is stepping up his effort to discredit mail-in voting as vulnerable to fraud, ramping up attacks on Twitter and on television.
I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do.
They want to steal an election. That's all this is all about. They want to steal the election.
There is no way you can go through a mail-in vote without massive cheating.
Democrats are pushing to expand mail-in voting and change existing voting laws to make it easier for people to cast ballots at home because of the coronavirus. The president wants his political allies to fight back against that, and they have now pledged $20 million for that effort.
For real? Only Donald Trump is weird enough to have beef with the mail. Every day he's less and less like a president and more like a neighbor in a sitcom.
God damn you, mailman!
I mean, this guy is spending $20 million to sue mail-in voting. Normally when Trump spends that much money suing you, it's because you've seen him naked.
I know what you saw last summer. You can't tell anybody. You can't tell them about this thing that I got.
So, even though the president and almost everyone in his administration votes by mail, clearly he thinks that letting everybody else do it would be bad for his re-election. And because lawsuits alone won't stop mail-in voting, the other part of Trump's plan is to just stop the mail.
A backlog of undelivered mail is piling up in post offices around the country. Workers are blaming the new Postmaster General, a top Republican campaign donor who has given more than $1.1 million to the Trump Victory Fund.
Louis DeJoy forced cost-cutting measures leading to undelivered mail piling up at post offices across the country. And CBS News confirmed this internal postal service directive that outlines an operational pivot, saying extra trips to deliver mail are no longer authorized. And that we may see mail left behind or mail on the workroom floor or docks, which is not typical.
The service insists it's not intending to slow down any delivery or risk any election mail. But the stakes are high for the USPS to follow through on its promise of on-time delivery. 32 states currently will not count ballots that arrive after Election Day, even if postmarked earlier.
Wow. Even if you mail your ballot in on time, 32 states won't count them if the post office gets them in late. And that doesn't sound like an election. So, Trump has been on a crusade against mail-in ballots. And then he installed a close political ally who just happened to start slowing down the mail. Which means that come November, a lot of votes that are supposed to make it by Election Day might not. It also means that in the meantime, all the other mail is getting delayed, and it's having a huge effect on people's lives.
In some parts of the country, customers are waiting weeks for their mail.
These neighbors in Chicago's Dunning neighborhood want consistent U.S. Postal Service mail delivery. Susan Carter says when mail is delivered, it comes late, and sometimes it's not theirs.
I just think the system fell apart, and I don't think they care about us.
All that stuff that's important to you that nobody else should be get. Maybe going to somebody else's house.
In Baltimore, people waited 2 hours in hopes of getting their mail that never showed up.
Many aren't getting bills and paychecks on time, putting a strain on their homes and businesses.
Survived the COVID, survived everything. The only thing I didn't survive was the mail.
As a veteran myself, I get medication through the mail. I rely on that.
and not to have it when I need it, that's a travesty to a veteran.
Yeah, you see, a lot of people think that mail is just a waste of paper, credit cards that they're not going to sign up for, and ads for that they're not going to buy. But for many, many people, that's how they get their medicine. It's how they communicate with family members in prison. And for many areas of the country, especially rural areas, the post office is the only way they can receive mail. So the mail might mean nothing to you, but it means everything to some people. So look, it's becoming clear as day that unless Trump changes his mind on the post office, just like every other Trump business, it could be doomed. So maybe to save themselves, the Postal Service should do what every foreign dictator does. Flatter the s*** out of Trump.
Are you a Trump supporter who needs to mail your electricity bill or an angry letter to CNN? Then you're in luck. Introducing the new President Trump commemorative stamps. Specifically designed by the U.S. Postal Service in a desperate attempt to earn his approval, each stamp commemorates one of our president's great achievements. Like the time President Trump defeated the sun in a staring contest, or the night that President Trump personally killed Osama bin Laden. And true collectors will cherish the stamp featuring President Trump's stunning cameo in the WAP video. And if you order now, you also receive a booklet of Mike Pence stamps that you can paste next to Trump so he can forever gaze adoringly at the greatest president of our lifetime. Mike Pence stamps have no value. So order now. These stamps will only run until November 3rd, or maybe 2024. We'll see what happens.
Late on Friday, the Postal Service announced a massive restructuring that centers power around the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, a Trump loyalist who donated over $360,000 to the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee. Also, it's incredibly suspicious to have a right-wing businessman and mega donor in charge of a nonpartisan agency like the Postal Service. You think of postal workers as charming friends and neighbors straight out of Mayberry. This is like if your town's ice cream man was replaced by Karl Rove. Here you go, kid, one bullet pop. That'll be $6,000. They're made by Raytheon. Top of that, DeJoy. The former CEO of a logistics company also has a massive conflict of interest. According to his financial disclosure, he has anywhere from $30 to $75 million in assets invested in competitors to the post office, which is absurd. That's like finding out the new president of PETA is the colonel. Your chickens will be safe with me. Oh, these legs and thighs are nice and juicy. Not for eating. Now, Trump and DeJoy say the changes are necessary because the post office is losing money. In fact, you've probably heard Trump complain about it at one of his fake news conferences.
It's lost so much money over the decades. Nothing loses money like the post office. It's been losing massive amounts of money over the last number of decades. Massive amounts of money. This is not something new. This is something that's been taking place for a long time. It loses a tremendous amount of money.
Okay, first of all, that's wrong. The Postal Service turned a profit as recently as 2006. Second, you're the last person on earth who should be complaining about someone else losing money. You lost $1 billion in the 80s and 90s, which was more than any single taxpayer in the country lost. And you also somehow managed to lose money on casinos, which I didn't even think was possible. I mean, casinos rake in cash. Last time I went to a casino, I spent an hour playing a game called The Money Eater. It was just a giant hole you threw your chips into, and when you ran out, it just screamed, "Feed me!" Also, it makes no sense to say the post office loses money. It's a public service. You never hear people say, the fire department loses money. We should start charging $50 per cat rescued from a tree. Now, Trump is not the only Republican politician to complain that the post office loses money. It's been a right-wing talking point for years, especially among those who want to privatize the postal service. The Trump administration itself rolled out a plan to do just that in 2018, and right-wing billionaire Charles Koch has been campaigning to privatize the Postal Service for decades, which is shocking and craven, given that the Postal Service is literally in the Constitution. In fact, it's as old as the Republic itself. So there was already a years-long right-wing effort to privatize one of America's most cherished public institutions, the Postal Service. Then came Trump, and he was joined in his crusade by a bunch of soulless right-wing husks who want to turn every post office in one of those combination fast food restaurants. Yeah, I'll take a Ted Stamps and a Doritos Locos Taco Supreme. And look, it's absolutely true that the post office is struggling right now, thanks in large part to the pandemic and a decrease in first-class mail volume, even though package deliveries have surged. But there's another reason the post office loses money, and it's actually the fault are the very same Republicans who are now complaining that the post office loses money.
In 2006, the Republican-led Congress did pass a law that affected the USPS's bottom line. It required the Postal Service to pre-fund health benefits for future retirees. We talked to experts who said that because of this law, USPS had to pay more than $6 billion that it really wasn't ready for. So before the law, USPS paid out these benefits as they came due. And they point out that no other agency has these restrictions. So without the law, the Postal Service would definitely be better off.
That's right. In 2006, Republicans forced the post office to pay 75 years of health fund benefits in advance, which is insane. Who knows what postal service will even look like in 75 years? It might just be a chip in your brain and you'll check the mail by winking. So without that law, I can't get my mail anymore. So without that law, it's very likely the post office could have been operating at a profit before the pandemic. In fact, from 2003 to 2006, the postal service actually did operate at a profit until the 2006 law wrecked their finances.
From 2003 through 2006, USPS recorded a total $9.3 billion profit. That all changed at the end of 2006. Enter the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act, which was passed by the Republican-controlled Congress and signed into law by President George W. Bush. It required the post office to calculate all of its retiree pension and healthcare costs for the next 75 years, including for people it hadn't even hired yet, and put away enough over the next 10 years to cover them. To put this in perspective, that'd be like you only working from age 18 to 28 and then expecting to live on that income until you were 103 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine working for 10 years, then living off that until you're 103. The only person who's ever done it is Rudy Giuliani. Without this law, the Postal Service would have actually recorded operating profits in the last 6 years. Instead, it's now in a dire financial situation thanks to a requirement that virtually no other government agency or company has to deal with.
There was congressional legislation that required them to pre-fund their pension liabilities in a way that basically no one else has to, which has created an enormous burden on their balance sheet.
They're definitely in trouble. And what you mentioned, the pre-funding requirement, literally having to pay for or set aside money for the workers that haven't even been born yet, that will be coming in 75 years down the road, is the primary reason prior to the pandemic.
Just think about that. They had to pay for retirement benefits for workers who hadn't even been born yet. That's like going out on a first date and saying, I had a great time tonight. What do you say we go back to my place and open up a 529 college savings plan for our eventual children? It made no sense. And it weakened the Postal Service dramatically. Now, the post office desperately needs a bailout of as much as $25 billion from Congress, which, if you ask me, we should immediately do. $25 billion is nothing compared to the $740 billion Pentagon budget. And yet, rather than spend the money needed to shore up one of his country's most vital and cherished institutions, Trump and the GOP are using the financial situation as an opportunity to destroy the post office for their own political gain. Just this weekend, Politico reported that Trump's aides are exploring executive actions to curb voting by mail, including everything from directing the Postal Service to not deliver certain ballots to stopping local officials from counting them after Election Day. That is chilling. You must pay a fee. Cash on delivery like a COD. So let go. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. Let go. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. The president thinks he can just decide which votes count and which ones don't. And whether or not Trump actually succeeds in stopping mail-in voting is almost beside the point. Either way, he's sowing confusion, setting up lengthy court battles, and laying the groundwork to claim the results are disputed, even if they're not. He's made that as clear as possible.
I don't want to see an election. You know, so many years I've been watching elections, and they say the projected winner or the winner of the election. I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd or a month or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years. Years, or you never even know who won the election. I want to have the result of the election. I don't want to be waiting around for weeks and months and literally, potentially, if you really did it right, years, because you'll never know. I want to have the election. But I also don't want to have to wait for 3 months and then find out that the ballots are all missing and the election doesn't mean anything. That's what's going to happen.
It's only going to happen if you make it happen. Trump's like a loan shark telling you, I'd hate to see your thumbs get broken. We can have a safe, successful election if we just adequately fund and protect the post office. You won't have to wait years for results, but even if you did, why are you complaining? Waiting around is like the one thing you're good at. Your favorite sport is 98% waiting around. You spend most of your day sitting in your bedroom watching TV and loitering on the White House lawn like you're waiting for a crosstown bus. He should be smoking a cigarette saying, I should have taken the M66. Couldn't decide how to hold my cigarette. Would you think Trump like this or Trump like this? Either way, Trump is openly trying to disrupt timely delivery of the mail ahead of a November election that will almost certainly rely on an unprecedented surge in mail-in balloting because of the deadly plague he failed to stop. DeJoy has already announced major operational changes last month, including slower mail delivery. Post offices have been slashing hours. Local union leaders and carriers say mail is piling up in offices, unscanned and unsorted. It's gotten so bad, a Democratic senator is finally opening an investigation into the delays.
We have folks who rely on the Postal Service for checks, Social Security checks, paychecks, prescription medicines that are coming in. I'm hearing from folks, letter carriers and postal workers, they're saying they're seeing piles of mail that they've never seen before in their post offices.
And letting mail pile up is heresy for postal workers who pride themselves on timely mail delivery. Remember their motto, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night? That's why Trump would have been a terrible mailman. He would have seen one cloud on the horizon, then dumped his mailbag in the East River and headed for the OTB. They'll never catch me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Since when does paper float? This is all Trump has left. He and the Republican Party have given up on fairly winning a majority of votes, so now they're trying to undermine the election itself. Because Trump knows that if we have a safe and fair election in which everyone can easily participate, he has no chance of being the
projected winner or the winner of the election.
Well, today's going to be a quick press conference. First off, my executive orders are totally legal, totally constitutional, and Obama's were not, and it's a very simple reason. His were black, and mine aren't, and there's nothing, you know, the Constitution is very clear. You know, no black executive orders, and that's why it's not hypocrisy, okay? We're not being hypocritical. We're doing strong, it's called consistent, okay? It's called consistent. So my executive orders are totally legal, and as you can probably tell, you noticed, you know, I'm wearing black today, a black shirt, no black MAGA hats. But I'm wearing a black shirt because the great Jeff Epstein left us a year ago. So tragic. Such a great guy, okay? And I wish Ghislaine his, you know, we called her the assistant, okay? Nice person. I only met her, you know, in photos and at parties and at meetings and at secret sex clubs. So I barely know the person. But Jeff Epstein was one of a kind, so we're not going to do a long press conference. We're having a memorial service. You know, never forget. We say hashtag never forget because of the great Jeff Epstein. And that's why we're not teaching the 1619 Project, because I said you can't. 1619 Project, the 16 to 19 Project was Jeff Epstein's sort of life work. So I don't want that being confused with some sort of slavery thing. So we honor Jeff Epstein. And, you know, executive orders, not black.
Thanks for the song. This week from the
Beastie Boy at Golden Earring.
And thanks also to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, J.L. Corvin, Trevor Noah, Seth Myers, Nora,
you're done.
Desi
Lydic,
and Chris
Hayes.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.